Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah and getting close to the end of Simen Tof Kuf. And we begin on the very top line, Siv Dalet. We discuss now something we've discussed previously, but here we see it in its context. And the Gemara says Molgin. Molgin means, as the Mishnah Berurah has taught us previously and tells us again, that you're going and taking hot water after you do the salting, and you do this pouring onto the hot water to remove the hairs. So molgin, you are allowed to do this boiling hot water, pouring it on harosh v'haraglayim, on the head of the animal and on the feet of the animal, and likewise umahav v'him osom bu'ur, and you're likewise allowed to go and singe them with a fire. You're allowed to go and do this, because without doing this, you wouldn't be able to eat the meat. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Yudches, Beroskin, you take boiling hot water, achar melicha, after the salting, kidi lahashir hasayir, in order to remove the hair. Likewise, taking the fire and singeing it over here, the heavy melacha litzarech ochel nefesh. You can't eat this without doing this. Therefore, this is ochel nefesh, and it's allowed. Dear Shu, footnote number 14 brings down, ulinyan maligas shar gufa behema. What about doing this maliga, this boiling hot water, for the rest of the animal? And you're doing it for a good purpose. You want to eat the rest of the skin. So that we brought down already in the previous simon in Tav Tzadi Tes, that it's also permissible because it's ochel nefesh. And the Beis Yosef added over there that according to this shita, shemaligas harosh for raglayim muteres, that you're allowed to do it, the rosh and the raglayim, that specifically is mentioned in the Gemara. For lohuva odos maligas shar guf, it doesn't bring down that you can do this for the rest of the body. Mishum shedibra hagemora behova. Why doesn't it mention the rest of the body if it's permissible? Because it's common that they only did this for the head and the legs. Albeit, if you happen to do it for the rest of the body, it would be good as well. That's the opinion that he brings down. However, the Mishnah Berurah also brought down that there are harbi poskim shechokim bezeh. According to them, l'dayta mutal m'log rakis harosh v'raglayim shekulam regilim mekach. Only the head and the feet are allowed, and not everything else, because only a couple of people, only a rare person, will eat the rest of the hide by doing this maliga process. Most people don't. It's only the head and the feet. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, "Uposhu d'ledas hayish machmirim le'el in Siman Tov Tzadiyeh." According to the machmir opinion that we had in Siman Tov Tzadiyeh, that the af ochel nefesh gufa, even in regards to ochel nefesh, in efshar lo lasos me'erev yontiv, also be yontiv. If you could do something on erev yontiv, you're not allowed to do it on yontiv. So then, here we must be talking about myrikan bishalo hayelo pnai lemogel be'erev yontiv. You obviously didn't have a chance to do this on erev yontiv. And we know for a fact that this isn't the type of thing that it would get worse. It would be perfectly fine to do it on Erev Yontif. It doesn't get ruined. If it's going to get ruined on Erev Yontif, it won't be as good as doing it on Yontif. Then you're allowed to do it on Yontif. Then it's called Eev Shalassos Me Erev Yontif. But here, they knew that it wouldn't be any worse if you did it on Erev Yontif. So therefore, it must be talking about that you didn't have time to do it on Erev Yontif. Or, oh, the Mairi Shishokhtu be Yontif Gufa. Or you actually shechted it on Yontif. And of course, you couldn't have done the Maliga before Yontif. Dear Shu, footnote number 15 adds, "Umash ein osrin es hashchita b'yontif machmas shayochol lishkot near of yontif." How come we don't say, "Don't do the shchita on yontif"? You could have done it on your yontif. So where we were brought down that their days they didn't have refrigeration, the food that was shechted the day before wouldn't taste as good as the food that was shechted on yontif itself. Therefore, by definition, shchita is something that is nechsheves the iafsho lachol lasoso me'erev yontif. Mishnah Berurah continues, in Sivkot Yutes, he tells us that you're allowed to go and singe it in the fire, or vuadin demutu lahat minosom beremes. You likewise can put it in coals, and that's also allowed because that's for ochel nefesh. It's there perfectly permissible. Mechaber continues, however, and he says, avol ein toflin osom besid, but you're not allowed to go and toflin. Toflin means to smear them. Osam besid, with some sort of a lime, the lobacharsis, and some sort of earthenware material, the lobatoma, or dirt, the mischaze ki'ibot, because that looks too much like tanning. So that you're not allowed to do. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chof that all of these things is kidei lohosir haseir. These things will go be depilatory agents. They remove the hair. So even though you want that hair removed because you want to eat it, but we don't let you do that because it looks too much like tanning. The issue footnote number 16 brings down the litlosh esaseo biodayim, to go pluck the hairs out with your hand. The Aruch HaShulchan says that's perfectly permissible. Mutter. That's no different than plucking the feathers from a bird that you shechted. That's also permitted by hand. So too, you can pull the hairs off over here with your hand as well. However, his stopek, the Aruch HaShulchan, isn't clear. Imutu lachtoch es ha'saros besakin. Could you take a knife and cut them off? He says, maybe with the scissors. Shulchan Aruch says it's also mishum shenirikosi tzorach hashseir. It looks like you're cutting them off for the purposes of keeping the hair. That's with the scissors, but maybe with a knife it doesn't look like that. Or maybe not. Maybe it's also, the rabbi said, asur esachit chasaros b'chol deroshi, anything but your hands you're not allowed to do. So he's left with the tzorach in. And that's really what the Mechaber now tells us. And goes in on something misperim. You're not allowed to go cut them off with the scissors because shenira ka'osa l'tzorach hasir. It looks like you're keeping the hair. You want the hair when you use the scissors as opposed to when using the boiling water. Or if you do something like plucking it with your hand, that doesn't clearly in any way show that you want the hair. Next sif. Mechaber writes in sif hey. Mutu limloch kamo chatichos bevas achas. Afo pish eno tzorach ela echos. You're allowed to go salt multiple pieces of meat, even though you only want one piece of meat, and even though when you're salting the meat, it preserves the meat, and therefore that would be something not for Tzorach Yontif. So the Mechaber tells us you're allowed to do over here multiple pieces of meat, even though you only need one piece of meat. How does this work? The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Chaf Aleph, B'mapolus Yad, Achas. You take one handful of salt and you throw it on multiple pieces of meat. That's not considered Tircha Yesera. For example, you have three pieces of meat. Put them all near each other. Then take the salt. Yikach melech meloch chofnav, a handful of salt. Kideishir melicha shel kol achatichos, and that's enough salt that you could actually salt all three pieces. Vizor aleim, you sprinkle on them mevasachas. You do this all at once. That's not considered tircha yisera. And this is allowed. Afal pi sheino tzarech el echos, even though you don't need one. Mishnah Berurah sifkot nachot beis liyon tov el achas. You only need one piece of meat for that yontif. So how can we allowed to do this? Vatam shetorech echad hu, torech l'chol abosar. Because it's one action over here that you're doing for the entire meat, all three pieces of meat. Shari mochem yachad, you're salting them at one time. V'yafu bishu mosif ketzas tircha. Okay, you took a little bit extra salt, it's a little bit extra work. Shari tzorech l'hafei kol chaticha v'chaticha b'pnei atzmo k'dei l'mochem etzad hasheni. And you have to turn over the pieces of meat so you salt both sides. That's not such a big deal. Since there is no potential for an issur d'oraisa over here, because there is no tanning with meat. Food doesn't get tanned. So therefore, like we learned previously, therefore the rabbis allowed you to go swap these three pieces of meat at the same time. If you're concerned that the meat will spoil if you don't salt it now. Therefore, you can do this. The issue footnote number 17 brings down that we learned previously. Even though midoraisa, there is no concept over here of tanning by food. Nevertheless, midorabbanan also of them. You're not allowed to do this midorabbanan, and therefore lochein also limloch ochlin. You wouldn't be allowed to salt foods midorabbanan. When you're not doing it to salt your food right now to eat, you like a little salt in your food, but you're doing it to preserve the food. Salt would preserve the food. So therefore, he tells us that you're not allowed to do this midrabbanon because whether you're doing it for preserving it or you're doing it for eating it now, you're not allowed to do it. It is forbidden midrabbanon. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down that that's Rashi's and Tosis's opinion, but the Rambam disagrees. He says midrabbanon ain't even b'ochel. Even midrabbanon, there is no isser. There is no tanning by food. So what's the isser? Isser l'mloch ochlun mishum shenira kikovish she'osu mipnei shukim avashel. It looks like you're cooking it over here, and therefore it's also from that point of view. Why is there no tanning of food from other Torahs? The Aruch HaShulchan explains, tanning is for something for a long-term usage, and even though this food will be preserved for some period of time, it's not for long-term usage. Not for a very long period of time. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah said, Mina Torah ain't even be'ochlin, and hekelu chachomim lunloch bevasachas, the rabbis allowed you to do this over here because of the chashash that the meat will spoil, and therefore you're allowed to do this. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagov yeshomim de lo shari laharim rakodim achilas shachris. The Ramah says, you're only allowed to do this trick if it's before you ate lunch. If it's before shachris, before the lunch, so then you can do this trick. And he brings down in the name of the Ri and the Beis Yosef in the name of the Smak. Now what exactly is this saying? So this is a, you know, seems to be a non sequitur, which is what the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Chav Kimel tells us. Haloshim Gumgum. The Ramah seems to be coming out of nowhere. The little Nizkar HaRama Klab of the Ramah. We didn't mention anything about a trick that the Ramah should say that you can't do this trick except if it's before Shachris. What trick are we talking about? So therefore, Vakasu Habi Mefarshim, many of the Mefarshim say, Shechoser Kan Bidir Ramah, that we were missing some words in the Ramah. This is what the Ramah was really saying. He added on, you're allowed to go and do this trick over here and salt one piece of meat and then say, nah, I don't want that piece of meat. I want this piece of meat. And the Mechaber therefore was saying, the Mechaber told us you can do them all at the same time. But then there's a part that's missing. When the Chacham says, even if you don't do it at the same time, you can do this harama. Dainu aide harama that you say, Shiomar, bezuwa cheres and irotzach shab. I want this piece. No, I want this piece. No, I want this piece. And you can do them at three separate times. V'yitiru lo dovers there. And the Mechaber says that that's permissible. Kidei shalo yimonim ilishcha. Because otherwise you're not going to shecht. Im yede shalo yatiru lo limlo kol abosav yosel misrach. If they don't let you go and shecht and salt all your meat, you're not going to shecht because it's going to spoil. So further, some say that even if it was Erev Yontif, you're allowed to do this. Nami mutar l'moch kulon b'yontif ayde harama. You could use this trick even on Yontif. V'azeh higia Rama. And on this, the Rama says, don't take advantage of this trick. Unless it's called a mechila shachris. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chof Dalet. The b'em is sarich lechol oz ezech hatich. It has to be enough time that you're going to eat it. But if you're ready at lunch, there's no eating left in the day. If you already ate lunch and you're not intending to eat anything else on Yom Tov, then also laharim limlo. Then you can't go and do this trick and salt, even though you may go cook a little bit and taste a little bit. Since the only reason you're cooking it is to give you permission to go in and salt all of it, and that's not allowed. Vukenshin is borrowed lekamen in Simon Tov Kuf Gimel Sif Aleph Ayin Sham. And we'll learn over there in Dirshu footnote number 19, Sham Avua Shalaka Shesad Esuda Sayom. After you already ate lunch, also Lavashal Be Yom Tov. You're not allowed to cook anymore. Even though cooking is permissible on Yom Tov. Because you're going to say, oh, I'll cook and I'll eat a kezayis. That's not allowed. Mishnah Berurah says over there, Shekivin Shekvar Sod Esuda Sayom. Since you already ate, it's clear that this is a haroma and it's aser. It's a trick and therefore it's not allowed to be done. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, even if you want to salt all of them together, like the Mechaber said in the first place, also if you already ate, you can't do this. Because you can't say, oh, this is just one tircha. Because even the one wasn't necessary. Furthermore, the scheme who our chron agreed. Here we're talking about where it's not certain that it's going to be masriach if you don't salt it. But if you know it's going to be masriach, it's a very hot day, and the meat will spoil if you don't salt it, then you can salt it even in the afternoon. Even one after the other, like the haroma that the Mechaber we were missing said, that you go and salt each piece and say, Lomar, I'll eat from this one. That's if you know it's going to spoil for sure. But at least in that situation, eat a kezayis from at least one of them. That's only allowed when you shecht it on yontif. Because otherwise you're not going to shecht. But if you shecht it ready from erev yontif, you should have salted erev yontif, then you're not allowed to take advantage of these tricks. If you've already eaten lunch, you can't do this. Unless you do it before your achila, then it's allowed. The Rambam continues and he says, "Umutu limlocha bosa biyom tov afo pisho yefshel limocho meir yom tov." He brings down from the Maril and the Trumas Hadashin that a person would still be allowed to salt the meat even if it was shechted before yom tov. You could still salt it on yom tov because of this reasoning. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Chafei, wrote to Lomar, Kishamolcho lachshiro lahotzi damo. Since you're salting it over here in order to make it kosher, in order to get the dam out. And therefore, umitam, for this reasoning, if you already salted it before yontif, so after you rinse it off, you have to salt it a second time to kasher it, or you have to leave it in the salt ad lamocha till the next day, otherwise it get ruined. And we know that if it gets too salty, it's not tasty. That's why we allow you to go do this that very day of Yontif. And since you can do this one, you can do all the others as well. Since you're doing them either at the same time or you're doing it via this trick. This one I want, this one I want, this one I want. However, avolim kfar nimlach, if you already salted it, v'hudach, and then you rinsed it off, mishum dam, and you got off all the dam, then also l'mocho pam shenis b'yomtiv, k'desh l'yavtiv. Then you're not allowed to go salt it the second time on yomtiv, even though it's going to be a loss. And you're not allowed to do this even if it's in the morning before you ate your lunch meal. Why? Because it's not normal to go and salt the meat here at the same time that you're cooking it. Adaraba, they did it differently. They would bedafka remove the salt by the time they would cook it. And therefore, Vimkain, if you didn't do it that way, Muchamilsa, it's clear, Shemolich Rak Lisakin and Basal Khin Osir. You're only doing it over here to preserve the meat, and in this situation it would be forbidden. However, Omnam, Belel Yontiv Sheni, if it's the second night of Yontiv in Golus, Mutulatsulbocho Aide Shiyarim Al Kochati Khalomar Mizo Ochel Mochar, then you would be allowed to salt the Khen Yase, and that's what you should do. Shiochamin Matl Mocha, and then go eat a little bit tomorrow. Mishbur continues in Sifkon Chavav, and he says, Apo Pisho Yev Shalmochum Erev Yontiv. This is allowed, even if you could have salted an Erev Yontiv. So he says, Mikol Mokum Dogiv, in regards to fish, Shehem Mishubachim Kishimunochim Emelech, as opposed to the meat, which spoils a little bit if it's in the salt, it's too salty. The fish get better if they're left in the salt. So then, also Lamochum Beyontiv, Kisho Yochol Lamochum Erev Yontiv. Then, you wouldn't be allowed to salt it on Yontiv if you could have salted on Erev Yontiv, because there's no problem in salting it on Erev Yontiv, because it actually gets better. And therefore, if you didn't do it on Erev Yontiv, we don't let you do it on Yontiv. And he says, "Ve'em bechal zeh mashenosnim melach l'tocha machavas shemivashel mosomba." And this is different than talking about putting salt into the pot that you're cooking it in. The ein isa b'mlicha el mishum gzeras ibud o mishum tutoreach shelo tzorch yontiv. This is only not allowed to salt if we're concerned about tanning. It looks like tanning, or because it's an extra tircha. Mashen kein b'zeh shenosnim l'tocha tavshil. But you can put as much salt as you want in the tavshil. That's not a problem. It's clearly for eating purposes. Umine dogim horakim, and you have these small, soft fish. Hamiskalklim kishenuchus man rav melech. They would get ruined if you put them in salt for too long. Then mutul mochem yontiv. Then it's exactly like the meat. You'd be allowed to go and salt it on yontiv. Afilu mikuron be'er yontiv. Even if you cut them open on erev yontiv. V'dinon kimlichas basar chol dover. And it would be the exact same halacha as with the basar. Now, I know we only have a little bit left, but there's a lot of mishnah berurahs on this, so we'll save Siv Vav for tomorrow. But this will conclude today's shir.